escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, coming up in about 3 minutes, Beat the Hammer. We'll take the fifth caller in the contest line, caller number five for Beat the Hammer. 215-988-1258. Caller 5, Beat the Hammer, 215-988-1258. Elliot, we know that I'm very likely to win Beat the Hammer. That's what the Hammer does.
Correct.
Am I likely to beat Jack in basketball? What is your current sense as you look ahead about a week and a half to that?
So I don't think it's likely. I mean, hearing you're working out with Herb McGee for an hour and a half, I highly doubt Jack's doing that. But I just think he's way more athletic than you, and I think that these last two are going to show that, and I thought the race did. So I do think he will beat you, but you are doing what you're great at, which is preparing. You'll be like ready to go. I just think Jack has the athletic advantage.
Yeah, only thing I'll say, one of the things I disagree with, you said I'm doing what I'm great at. I'm doing one of the things.
Yeah, fair.
That I'm great at.
You're about to do the other thing you're great at.
Another of the many, many.
Yes. Yeah.
Thousands of things. Elliot, stay well, pal. It's always good to have you on the show. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you
later. See you, buddy. All right, Elliot Shore Parks. Let's get one call in here and then Beat the Hammer shortly. Chuck in Mount Airy right now. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, good morning. Listen, congratulations to Schwarber. He hit more meaningless home runs than anybody I've seen in my life.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
Like it, I love it. Yeah, you guys like it. I love it. I mean, where was that performance against the Mets? He went 0-for, okay?
Chuck, he's got 49 this year. You don't have 49 meaningless home runs, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was more meaningless yesterday. I mean, it defined everything I said yesterday.
Chuck,
how was that meaningless?
Let's talk about the first one. First one, they're in a 3-0 hole. They lost. Hold on. No, you hold on, Chuck. They lost three freaking. No, Chuck, hold on. They lost three games in a row. They were in a 3-0 hole in the first inning. How is his home run to jumpstart them in the first inning meaningless?
Let me tell you something. It's against the Braves, okay? And it's against the Braves. Where was that performance?
Nonsense.
Let me tell you something. This is why you're such a loser, Joe, and you're going to lose to Jack Fritz because you have a losing mentality, okay? That's the losing mentality that Philadelphia has adopted with this Phillies team.
Schwarber,
okay, has four home runs. Who gives a crap? Okay.
It's a lot of people, actually.
No, I do. I care. That was awesome, man.
Chuck, he might have won last night the ESPY Award for Game of the Year.
Chuck,
like,
we've never
someone
seen
will have to
that,
do something
man.
Crazy to top him. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, you never seen it. I'm tired of this garbage that you guys try to spew on his airwaves. Who cares you never seen it? I've never seen a championship that the Phillies won in 17 years.
Yeah, I know. But you know what, Chuck? Before you – oh, no, hold on. Chuck, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about sports. It's not all about winning the championship. You know what's really cool? 4th and 26. You know what's also really cool? 4th and 1. You know what's also really cool? When Ron Hextall scored a goal. You know what's also really cool? When LeSean McCoy went through the snow. Like, I could give you – And this is high up there, man. This is four freaking homers in a game. And I hear you. Ultimate goal is to win it all. And I'll be there with you on the freaking parade if it happens and stand there and cheer and all that. But there's also the journey. There's also the quest. There's also special moments. Like, if last night doesn't get you going, man, good luck to you.
Why
in life.
Even watch a regular season then, right? Like, just it's tune also, in for the playoffs then if that's all you care about.
It's also, at this point, that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
It's not what it's all about, though, Chuck.
With this Philly team. We've seen great performances in the regular season. I'm not saying don't get excited about it. Great job. But they're meaningless home runs. Yeah. That's what they are. This
Disagree.
Guy's been 0-for against the Mets on the road when we needed them most. He did nothing.
Well, they gained a game in the standings last night. Like last night was like beating the Mets. Like they gained a game in the standings.
Yeah, Phillies won, Mets lost.
Mets lost.
Does it not count? Not count?
I can't believe you're saying this. Self is not like beating the Mets.
Dude, I came in yesterday and said I wasn't overreacting to the Mets series. Like, I think they have a Citi Field thing. That's weird up there. But otherwise, it's just a series. Like, it's August.
Okay. I hope they stay away from the Mets. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, listen, you're not alone in thinking that. Chuck, give me what, like Schwarber last night, apparently not you, though. What makes you go, wow?
When Scepter messes up the money and they tell them, your kids can't go to school because they want to stop bus cuts. That's what makes you go wow.
All right, Chuck, you got it, man.
Chuck's fired up today, huh?
So, Devin Grinch, mm-hmm. the Grinch call right there?
Yeah, just a bit. I just
Holy
don't really
mackerel.
Get the logic there. Like, to say, and I forgot it was him who yesterday said the meaning lit.
Well, he's
How
just
is
dig-
it meaningless?
He's digging in his heels.
But what did Kyle Schwarber ever do to you, Chuck? Like, I don't understand how you can actually sit there and think that a home run, especially a four-home run historic game, is meaningless.
Let me ask you a question. When Terrell Owens came back, Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl, but he came back with nine catches and 122 yards. It's not like it's not cool that he did it.
Well,
I mean, not everything is winning the championship,
right? And I know the Mets series was frustrating, but like the Braves are an NL East rival as well. I know the Phillies are up on them. That doesn't mean it's a meaningless series.
When Keith Byers freaking hit Pepper Johnson, it was awesome. They didn't win a title. I mean, you know, I can give you anyway. I'm frustrated. Hammer time with James. I believe it's 292 wins. I actually want to verify that afterwards.
You're asking other people. Like, this is your thing.
I know, but
no
sometimes
one else cares.
It's either 92 or 93, but I'm going to say 92 because I think it's 92. I will verify that. Anthony, where is he? Since you screwed up earlier today, would you freaking verify from the last time we did beat the Hammer? Am I 292 or 293? For now, I'll say 292 because that's what I think it is. With 292 and 45 losses, let's play a little game. Big game. We call Chuck's call was dumb. We call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer.
John, your whole career doesn't count.
On Sports
Rich's
Radio
career doesn't count.
WIP.
Yeah, Doc. It doesn't count. Nothing counted. Didn't win a title. What is this? Ted Williams, it doesn't count. Dan Marino, doesn't count. Charles Barkley, Carl Malone. And none of it matters. No one won a title. All right. Beat the Hammer. $50 Rita's Italian Ice gift card, which is awesome for the remainder of the summer, which is a couple days from the way we refer to the summer, Memorial Day to Labor Day. We're obviously into the fall. Fall concretes are back at Rita's. Fan favorite pumpkin pie returns alongside their new apple butter flavor. Try them today. If Chuck from Millinery is not the contestant, let me look at the board. Chuck is not. Can someone buy Chuck a freaking Rita's and put him in a better mood? Because if four home runs doesn't put a guy in a better mood, I don't know what to tell you. All right, our contestant, John, is Rob. He is a thorn in the Hammer's side.
He is. Oh, yeah.
Rob in South Jersey. I believe we are 2-2 all time. Is that right, Rob?
That is correct, Joe. I'm also the last contestant to go 5-for-5 on you. And I just want to say, just like, you know, the 1980 NLCS when the Phillies came back, you know, this is it for us. This is game five. This is my last Beat the Hammer ever.
Whoa! He's retiring?
A lot on the line here. I have no idea what the category is going to be. I actually kind of called on a win this morning. Just waking up, but that no excuses. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
All right. All right. This is maybe more than me versus friends.
Let's go. Powerhouse.
John, prediction. Who's
going
to win this?
I like Rob.
I mean, I remember your call. I mean, you're on it, man. Obviously.
Rob's really good at this, yeah.
All right, Rob, I'm going to step away and wish you good luck, buddy.
You're going to need it.
Oh, yeah, you are. Man. Yeah, you are. Scram.
I'm not sure. I think Joe caught that. I'm pretty sure Joe caught that as he was taking the cans off. Now he is wandering away, kind of aimlessly.
He's walking slow.
He looks beleaguered, doesn't he?
He does.
He looks like the weight of the world is upon him.
He does look like he has a lot of things.
I do think
he's probably expecting a tomato can, and then he's like, uh-oh, not one.
He's concerned.
Guy looking to go out on top.
Love this. Love this. All right, is he safely ensconced?
Yes.
Rob, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
I think so. Let's go.
I think so. We'll take it. Obviously, didn't have time to do a category based on last night. That was a little unexpected. We're previewing the NFL season today. We're doing a little 2025 NFL trivia heading into this season. It'll all be about current players or teams. You ready to roll, my friend?
Yeah, let's go.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Five questions, 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Aaron Rodgers is one of four active quarterbacks with over 45,000 career passing yards. Name one of the other three.
45,000 career passing yards. Pass.
Last season, this player set the record for most receptions ever by a rookie. Name him.
Brock Bowers.
The Eagles and Chiefs were two of four teams that won 14 or more regular season games last year. Name the other two.
Say it again.
The Eagles and Chiefs were two of four teams that won 14 or more regular season games last year. Name the other two.
14 regular season pass.
There are four active players with over 75 regular season receiving touchdowns. Name one.
Pass. The first one's Matt Stafford.
Correct. Who is the reigning NFL Coach of the Year?
Reigning of not the Dable was a couple years ago. Coach of the Year. I'll take Jim Harbaugh.
So, Eagles and Chiefs, two of the four teams that won 14 or more regular season games last year. Name the other two.
I'll say, I have no idea.
Time.
All right.
Ravens and Bills.
The Lions and Vikings in the same division.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we got two, Robbie. We know that put you on hold. We know it's not necessarily a
I didn't realize the Vikings won that many games.
Yeah, well, remember they were 14. They had the same amount of wins going in the last game of the season for the division, for the one seed.
Right, right. And their coach won. Mm-hmm. Joe's coming back. Mm-hmm. Slowly.
Joe is sort of.
I guess it's better than the run we saw against Fritz. I never want to see that again.
Yeah. Well, I think he's saving himself. He's conserving energy, knowing that this is about to be an epic battle.
Oh,
I'm telling you,
breath here.
I think he's pinked up, Jimmy. I think he is as pinked up as I've seen him in a while.
I was just going to say, he looks like he got color.
Yeah.
I was out in the sun
yesterday. He's pinked up.
Herb McGee, hour and a half.
Oh, you were doing it outside.
Outside.
Remember, I was going to guess. Oh, I was going to guess
outside.
Bill Martelli was your coach.
I still got to get to a few people for my other coaches.
Okay.
Phil, I'll be calling you. Fran, Jay, everybody, get ready. Phone calls are coming. All right. Someone connect me to Jameer, Elton Brand, Aaron McKee.
Doable for sure.
Yeah, Sir Charles.
You're out of here.
All right, let's go. Oh, by the way, one more thing. I'm still fired up about Chuck from Mount Airy. I was thinking about it. My book, you know, The Best of Philly Sports, which is available on Amazon.
Nice plug.
This is the first thing that would have gone in it.
Based on Chuck's freaking standard, I'd have like eight chapters.
Oh, that's another good point, yeah.
There'd be two Philly
chapters.
Didn't
win. Couldn't beat a division rival.
Is this, Joe, the first thing that's happened since your book came out that would have made the book?
What, Chuck's ridiculous phone call?
Schwarber's four.
Schwarber, yeah, yeah.
Probably,
all
right?
All right, let's go.
All right, let's dive
by
in.
By the way, James, I have thought about it. I might have to have a new edition.
I know, right?
Me versus Fritz.
Oh,
me versus Fritz. It would be funny in like 5 or 7 years if I do a new edition, a couple new titles, if I slide in me and Fritz like one chapter.
It would be hilarious.
I mean, obviously, if I win and I do that, that would irritate him. Greatly.
Oh, I do.
Probably.
Oh, man.
Something tells me if you don't win, it won't make the book.
I would say that's like James, how did Rob in South Jersey do?
All right. Category for the week. We're previewing the NFL season. All questions have to do with the 2025 season, players, teams, and whatnot. Ray
Fair
roll?
Enough. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Question number one, 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Aaron Rodgers is one of four active quarterbacks with over 45,000 career passing yards. Name one of the other three.
Flacco.
Last season, this player set the record for most receptions ever by a rookie. Name him.
I'll come back to that.
The Eagles and Chiefs are two of four teams that won 14 or more regular season games last year. Name the other two.
Lions. Bills.
There are four active players with over 75 regular season receiving touchdowns. Name one.
Say it again.
There are four active players with over 75 regular season receiving touchdowns. Name one.
Man, I'm struggling. I'll come back.
Who is the reigning NFL coach of the year?
So Campbell for that one. 75 TDs. Man, I'm blanking on all these guys. Diggs, no way. Rookie receptions last year. This is brutal.
Time.
What do we got?
Wow!
Good God.
Wow!
How many did he get?
He got two.
They were hard, man.
Brock Bowers set the
Who?
NFL. Brock
Trey
Bowers.
Flowers?
Brock Bowers.
Oh, Brock Bowers. How did Dan
Raiders.
Campbell not win it?
Because Kevin O'Connell won in his own division, who is the other team that won 14 games. Remember, they battled for the one seed.
Yeah, but the Lions won that game at the end of the year.
Yes, to get to 15. It was 14-14.
Man, so he's tough. The answer to both. It was the Vikings.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell.
And the freaking frick that.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
So the same freaking guy basically determined two freaking answers.
Oh, yeah. And you missed them both. Fucking hammer! Yes! We should have known when you got the musical Ted
They
Williams
were hard, John. They were not easy, man. I mean,
well,
I'm not complaining.
You know the NFL. I mean,
They were good questions. Yeah, okay. I'm just saying they were hard.
I thought that was a skillful display today. Rob, the contestant, was shuffling back and forth. You guys were both skipping, coming back. I thought you were both really manipulating the material.
I was trying my
adroitly.
Best.
Adroitly.
God,
but man, they were tough.
They were
as
hard.
You can tell. They were 2-1.
Oh, Rob,
well, Rob, nice job.
Hey, Rob, congratulations, man. Well done.
Joe, do you want to bend the knee?
Oh no!
So the thing about bending the knee, Rob, you do it before the competition to opt out. So while kind of you made a ha ha, Rob in South Jersey made a ha ha. You don't freaking bend the
Going
knee.
Going out
if you
on
kill
top.
Someone.
Rob gets to claim victory over the hammer, like in the all time record.
That's right. Yeah, that's a 3-2 series win. Every time I call now, Joe, I'm just going to start my call. You're going to say, Rob from South Jersey, how are you, buddy? I'm just going to say, Joe, 3-2.
Rob, let me.
No, there's a great one, Rob. I think there's an On Bended Knee song by one of those
Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Or the one with Jordan Knight.
On Bended Knee.
That would be the perfect theme song every time you call in. We'll use it for a bed for your
Rob,
call.
Rob, let me say this to you, sir. You, Rob, as a sports fan, you know that the playoffs are constantly expanded. Everything eventually becomes a best of seven. All right.
Well, that was the series.
So
breaker. Right
the best of five.
It's
thing.
It's now 3-2.
I object to the concept that best of five is all there is. I just want to put that out there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been asking you this for a while. You've never accepted any of my challenges, like you have some other callers. If it ever gets to 3-3, we'll do Game 7 live at the Borgata maybe one Friday morning.
Ooh,
how do you like that?
How about that?
I will take you up on that challenge.
Love
Rob.
It. No, hold up. Only happen if you beat Rob again, though. Let's not forget that.
I understand. All right.
But just a few things. I'm ashamed that I said Jim Harbaugh as coach of the year. I despise Jim Harbaugh. He's just the first name that came to mind.
Yeah.
But they just like Joe said, like all kidding aside, there were some good questions.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I didn't even hear question. I was thinking about the prior questions. I was, what was question four about the touchdown?
So four active players with over 75 regular season. They are Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans,
AJ?
And the one I thought that was easiest to get, Travis
AJ?
Kelce.
Yeah.
Oh.
I actually moved it. I was going to go 80, and Kelce has 77, and I went down to 75 so I could include Kelce because I thought it was
more
gettable.
I did not think of any of
I thought it was more gettable with Kelce.
Rob, no, Rob, it's a gettable question. My brain just didn't get there at all.
Same here. I said Ravens and Bills for 14. I couldn't. I was thinking Packers in that division. I always think Packers, maybe because of yesterday they're on my mind. I just want to say one more thing, if I can, Jimmy. I just want to have a shout-out to my buddy Tim Gola and my fantasy league as a whole. I'm commissioner. The only reason I knew Brock Bowers, because we were doing our keepers last week, and I read it on his
shout out to Gola.
That's the only reason I know that.
Not Tom Gola,
really,
right?
I was really impressed with that.
I took Brock Bowers on my fantasy team.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
Great player. Hey, Rob, I'm going to put you on hold so we can get you the gift card. Congratulations, buddy.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, and with that, then loss number 46. We shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now, will you wallow in that?
You know
a
what?
Little bit?
No, because of Schwarber. I'm in a good mood.
Love that.
There
I'm
you
in
go.
A good mood. And when you lose where there's no controversy, you know, there's no, James didn't mess anything up. He didn't stumble and mumble and bumble. You know, it was clean. It was a clean loss.
Kind of so. You to say.
I can accept that. But Schwarber's the biggest reason. Let's listen, and we're going to get right back to the calls in a second. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. As we broadcast away from the Tasty Cake studio, we are at Borgata today. Let's listen to the four home runs from last night. Not one, not two, not three. Schwarber did something that 20 others had ever done before. Four home runs in a game. He becomes the 21st all-time. Fourth Philly, by the way. Let's listen to last night.
And a swing and a bomb. That will end the drought. Way up into the second deck, Kyle Schwarber puts the Phillies on the board with his 46th of the season. Solo shot, and the Phillies get one back. It's 3-1. And he swings and crushes one to right. Down the line, and this ball is fair, and it is gone. And it's another homer for Kyle Schwarber. His second of the night, two-run home run, the fifth of the game for the Phillies, who now lead 10-3. Swung on, hit in the air, left field. Profar turning, going back, looking up, and it is gone! It's a three-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber hits one out the other way. It's a three-run homer. It's a six RBI night for the Phillies slugger. Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his fourth home run of the night.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit four homers in a game.
Absolutely.
It's a three-run home run that gives him nine runs batted in tonight. The 21st player in modern Major League history to hit four homers in a game.
Absolutely awesome. I mean, really special. If you were at the ballpark, in particular, if you were there last night, we want to hear from you. But if you watched on TV, listen here on WIP, I mean, that was something. Look, I'm sure there's any number of people that missed it, and then your phone starts going crazy, family and friends text you. I mean, I'm sure that happened to a lot of people. It's just a special night, man, special night. Let's listen to something Schwarber said postgame. He was on, did TV interview, radio interview. Let's listen to something he said to Scott Fransky here on WIP. Schwarber, funny, right after the game.
I'm in the cage, and I go, how many guys have hit five? And no one said anything. I was like, ah.
That's awesome.
He had a shot. If you miss it, he had a shot in the bottom of the eighth. Phils were way the heck up. And, the Braves had one of those, position players pitching, throwing, honest to God, about as slow as I've ever seen. I mean, some of them were ridiculous. And he had a shot, and he popped it up. And it was that back of shortstop, I guess. Was it the shortstop that caught that? Or
for what, the fourth one?
No, the final out.
Oh, his final.
I think it was the shortstop. I think it was an infielder. Anyway, unbelievable last night. Congratulations to the great Kyle Schwarber. 215-592-9494. Talk to Ken. Ooh, James, my phone just zapped my screen. James, do me a favor and put Ken from Cinnaminson up right now. Ken, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
Joe, I think you should take a cue from Rob, who just beat you, and I've told you this before.
Yep.
Next time you win, ride off into the sunset, man. Just retire and put it to bed.
Well, I'm planning on doing that at 1,000. The problem is I'm going to have to work an extra week now to get there because I just lost.
I'd like for it to happen in my lifetime, Joe, and 1,000 does not meet that criteria. So,
Yeah. 1,000 would be who knows how many years from now. Anyway, what do you make of last night, Ken?
Well, here's what – I never call to rip on other callers. That's just not my thing. But and when Chuck from Mount Airy calls, I generally – it's kind of like Archie Bunker, like I just don't take anything he says seriously. He's like a cartoon character to me. But that is maybe the stupidest thing that has ever gone out over the airwaves in the history of WIP.
It was ridiculous.
Which is a monumentally high bar. We just talked about this – was it last week? The Phillies have the worst winning percentage in baseball when Kyle Schwarber does not homer in a game. Meaningless.
Is that true?
That's actually an insane stat.
No way.
I don't know if it's true.
Is that true, Ken?
It is. Fransky and Stocker were talking about it on a game like two Fridays ago, that when in games that Kyle Schwarber homers, the Phillies have like a 700-plus winning percentage. And in games
he's right about this. This is correct.
Homer, They have a .330 winning percentage, which is the worst winning percentage in all of baseball in games when Kyle Schwarber doesn't homer.
That is...
And Chuck Mount Airy is saying that Kyle Schwarber's home runs are meaningless.
Right.
Kyle Schwarber is the MVP of baseball based upon that statistic. I mean, he should be embarrassed to look at himself in the mirror making comments like that that go out over the airwaves on WIP.
I don't disagree with you, Ken. I'm with you 100%. I thought it was crazy, man.
I had a call. I wasn't going to call because it's a busy show today, Football Friday and all. But I don't get pissed very often. But man, when I hear stupidity that is like epic level stupidity, I have to comment on it.
Okay, Ken, give me an answer, buddy. What made you and others go wow?
Chuck from Mount Airy saying that.
Great call, Ken. Yeah, Chuck's call was a doozy. Let me ask you guys a question. Favorite? I mean, this is a big question. Favorite non-championship winning moment of your lifetime?
Oh.
Philly sports.
Non-playoff period? Are we just going
non-playoff.
The regular season?
Non-playoff. Let's say this.
I think we should say regular
season. Let's put it this way.
Like not
on the road. Okay, you're non-playoff, because I could then say Mitch.
Wait.
Mitch. Well, I was going to say on the road to a title.
Yeah.
But I could say like Mitch striking out Bill Pecota to advance to the World Series. Let's say regular season.
Yeah, yeah.
Favorite like regular season moment ever. What is it?
Oh.
That is an O.
Like last night's up there. Like I said,
it's up there.
Like it's in the discussion for my favorite regular season baseball game I've ever watched.
John, you have any sense of this?
What was the walk-off that we witnessed?
No.
Michael Franco's walk-off is not the answer.
All right. That
Mike
moment,
Schmidt's 500th is up there, man.
That moment, that's a big one.
Me, that's a big one.
If that would have been an important moment,
well,
an important walk-off, that could have been up there.
Well, all right, so Schmitty, Schmitty's a big one. Schmitty's 500th.
I was too young for it. Like, I remember
I was
when
in the car
happened.
Listening. James, yeah. I was listening live with my mom outside of Abington High School.
That's awesome. I remember my dad reacting to it, but I don't remember actually, like, it happening. That's why last night was so cool. Like, it wasn't even sometimes you go to the bathroom and you miss a bat or whatever. Like, I was sitting there, and I saw with my own eyes in real time Kyle Schwarber at four home runs. Like, it's just, it's such a unique thing as a sports fan.
44-6 over Dallas was really cool.
That was a great one. That had implications, too.
That had implications. Yeah.
Saquon's 255 game last year.
Saquon's
You mentioned it before.
I mean,
fourth
and
one.
Moments.
Growing up for me, fourth and one was always so big because the Cowboys were so good for those years, and they were like I hated them so much.
Yeah.
And
that Freddie Mitchell
that was a big
Donovan
one.
Play.
Fourth and 26.
Yeah.
And that was playoffs.
I remember.
Though.
Oh, that was playoffs.
Yeah, that was playoffs.
Fourth and 26.
I remember that exactly where I was.
Excruciating because we were in zebra. So it's 4th and 26, and I'm standing there watching.
Don't you hate when we're in zebra, Joe?
Freddie's in there.
I mean.
Instead of a fullback. Freddie, was in instead of the
John,
fullback.
Do you know the Packers defensive coordinator got fired because of that play?
I would imagine.
Got fired.
It was pretty important.
Yeah, he got fired because of that. All right, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, more of what the afternoon show has been saying about me and Fritz and the basketball thing. More on the Micah Parsons situation. We got a lot up ahead, including Saquon. What Saquon was asked this week on WIP, Spike Ike and Jack had him on, about the touches and workload and effectiveness and whether they got to dial it back. And it was a fascinating answer from Saquon. You'll hear that next. From Board got it today on 94 WIP. Don't appreciate it, James. I took that loss in stride.
You did. Honestly, a rare loss in stride from there.
I would agree with that. Rare. You're not wrong. Hey, good morning to you. Great morning to Kyle Schwarber. Sir, if you're listening, we salute you. That was really something last night. Four home runs in a game. Fourth Philly to do it. Really, really something special. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock today. Say it again, John.
Bended knee,
yeah. Coming up at 9, a little station announcement.
Ooh.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock today.
Ah.
Station announcement. So be tuned at 9. It's something that you can be involved in. I'll say that. Something you can be involved in. 9 o'clock today, we'll tell you about that. Let's listen to Saquon Barkley. So Saquon was on with the afternoon show earlier. We broadcast from Borgata today, by the way. Saquon was on with the afternoon show a couple days ago. And, it's been an off-season topic. Should the Eagles dial Saquon back a bit? Will it be full tilt, give him as many carries and touches as last year again? And then, of course, the secondary topic within that conversation is, will he be less effective than last year because of how many touches he had, last season? Let's listen to Saquon on those joint topics. A very interesting answer from Saquon, and he's pushing back on some stuff here. Here's Saquon on those notions.
You know, that narrative is kind of annoying. I've seen it. I think I play the only position in the NFL or in any sports that you're supposed to have a bad year because you had a good year the year prior, mm-hmm. which to me, that just doesn't, that doesn't make sense. I come under the belief of why not build off of that year, and a successful year and a great year, as an individual doesn't always need to be a 2,000-yard season. And that's the mindset that we're taking on, as a team also. Like, obviously we won the Super Bowl a year prior, but it doesn't, it might not look the same, and it doesn't have to look the same. The only thing that matters is going out there and winning a football game and putting ourselves in a position to do it again. And I'm taking that same mindset as an individual with my goals. It's not 2,000 yards. It's not break Eric Dickerson's record. That wasn't even my goal last year. It's to go out there and be healthy and perform at a high level and, make plays for my team and lead.
So I love it. It's a great answer. Now
he is locked in.
No, he is locked
exactly
in.
Exactly what we need.
But I will say this: I'm glad he's thinking that
it's
way.
It's coming from somewhere. I mean, but this is the way the team talks.
Yeah, but I also know history says it is unlikely that he would be as effective if they give him the ball as often this year.
You know what, though?
That is a fact.
I understand that. But then there are outliers.
There are outliers.
And I think you should make a case for, okay, I've seen Derrick Henry do what I thought was impossible.
I agree with you.
Which is he just keeps churning out season after season.
I totally agree.
And maybe, just maybe, you know, these big-name guys have figured something out where they can carry the load, where the combination of the workouts and the nutrition and the technology and everything else comes together and allows them to do more than they could.
I agree. No, I think that's fair. I really do. All right, 215-592-9494. Reminder, station announcement today at 9 o'clock. About 15 minutes prior to that, 8:45 today. James, your school, the Temple Owls.
Yeah, buddy.
Trying again to rise from the ashes with the football program, and they turn to a great coach. KC Keeler, his first game with the Owls will be tomorrow. He'll be joining our program coming up in about 20 minutes. Look, Al Golden did it. Matt Rhule did it.
KC Keeler
and like
is
no
an
one
incredible
else has done
coach.
It.
He has won
yeah, that's it.
At every level.
No, he's really legit. There's no doubt.
I'm thrilled. Honestly, someone who has, since basically Matt Rhule and Steve Addazio that time, like, has been pretty checked out on Temple football.
Sure.
This is something that has gotten me excited.
Yeah, no, you should be. So we'll talk to Casey coming up in about 20 minutes. All right, let's go to Ed right now in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Morning.
What's going on, Ed?
So I'm not going to directly address Chuck's call, but I will say this, like, I was still seething over the Met series as I was watching the game last night. It really didn't honestly resonate until the third home run, like, oh, crap, I need to snap out of this, and, like, we got something special here going on. So,
well, yeah, they were, I mean, I'll say this, even when Schwarber hit the first home run, they were still in a 3-1 hole.
Yeah.
So my point is I can understand why you were still jaded. I mean, it took a couple homers until they had the lead. What was it, 5-3 at the end of the first?
5-3 at the end of the first, yep.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just how my brain's wired, but, like, you know, when I was watching the Super Bowl for the first time, I was like, wow, 34-0, they could still come back. And then all my friends were like, Ed, it's over.
Right.
But then I had to rewatch the Super Bowl, and then I was like, oh, man, this is really freaking cool. So I guess I got to rewatch Kyle Schwarber's 4 home runs. Darn it.
Drew, what if instead of rewatching, and feel free, I'm sorry, Ed, what if instead of rewatching, you re-listen? James, let's play the 4 homers as they happened last night. This was unbelievable.
And a swing and a bomb. That will end the drought. Way up into the second deck, Kyle Schwarber puts the Phillies on the board with his 46th of the season. Solo shot, and the Phillies get one back. It's 3-1. And he swings and crushes one to right. Down the line, and this ball is fair, and it is gone. And it's another homer for Kyle Schwarber. His second of the night, 2-run home run, the 5th of the game for the Phillies, who now lead 10-3. Swung on, hit in the air, left field. Profar turning, going back, looking up, and it is gone. It's a 3-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber hits one out the other way. It's a 3-run homer. It's a 6-RBI night for the Phillies slugger. Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his 4th home run of the night as Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit 4 homers in a game. It's a 3-run home run that gives him 9 runs batted in tonight. The 21st player in modern Major League history to hit 4 homers in a game.
Just bonkers. I mean, Ed, it's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, that I needed that. I'm now really fired up as my daughter's making fart noises in the background.
Oh, man.
Zoe is so into making fart noises. I feel you on that, buddy.
I love that.
She's obsessed.
Love that
with,
for
but,
them.
So, but one last thing on the, and what really kind of just capped it was, and we've talked before about, you know, the fun bunch really not being around with, you know, the the post-game, like, water and seeds from it. When Marsh came up and gave Schwarber that shower and said, attaboy or whatever he did, I was like, okay, we need to see more of this. Like, I think that, you know, Marsh can lead the charge, and that resonated with me. So
okay,
it was
good stuff.
All in all, just wonderful. All right, Ed,
give me an answer,
moment.
Buddy, for, like Schwarber last night, what made you and others go, wow?
This one is for James Seltzer. The first time I heard Russell Wilson's ba-bum, ba-bum.
My man.
Wilson. My man. Entrance, that was really freaking cool.
It was all so right. cool. It's all a right. fish song, and Russell Wilson used to use as his entrance.
Russell Wilson?
The song is called Wilson. It goes ba-dum, ba-dum, Wilson.
But it's not like the quarterback, Russell Wilson.
No,
right?
it's about.
No, but he.
No.
Uses it,
but he used it as injury. Actually, Wilson Ramos used it when he was at Philly too, which was pretty cool. Yeah.
Hey, football. Kelly Green, 3 games this upcoming season, which starts by the way in 6 days. 3 games. The Eagles announced yesterday that Kelly Green will be going on. So, home game versus the Giants at Dallas, and the final game of the regular season, which is home versus Washington. So, the Eagles lean into the Kelly Green with 3 classic division rivals, Giants. Dallas, Washington. I do like that they do the road game this year. I think that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, adding an away game. It's fun. They're also undefeated in their Kelly Greens.
Undefeated in their since they brought them back?
Since they brought them back, they have not lost.
What was it 2 games last year?
It's 4 games total, I believe. Yeah.
2 in a row? 2 years in a row?
Yeah,
because
last year
was the first.
No, 2 years. Remember they had the Dolphins game and then that Bills overtime game were in the Kelly Greens?
But you know the game before that they lost in Kelly Green. Seltzer, you should know it.
The game that they when they brought him back for like the one off, are you talking about?
Yep, name the game.
Oh, what was it?
Name the game.
I've got Kevin Curtis in my head because it's a different one off jersey.
It is 2010. It's the game Vic actually got in there and almost saved the day versus the Packers.
Kevin Cobb, yep.
Yep, it was Kevin Cobb got hurt and Vic got in there and almost came back and beat the Packers. All right, so Kelly Green games, we'll see what happens. Thanks to Herb McGee, he's my coach for basketball. Hey, reminder, maybe you don't know this, maybe it's not a reminder for you. We don't know that me versus Jack in basketball is going to be September 9th at 4:30, but we think it will be. So if you're inclined to get out there and watch it, we don't yet know where it will be, but we're trying to aim up to whatever gym we choose will be a gym that's available September 9th at 4:30. So we would encourage you, if you want to be there, start getting that on your calendar, September 9th, 4:30. That's when it likely will be me versus Jack in basketball. All right, let's talk to Paul in Downingtown right now. Hi, Paul.
Hello, morning show. Guys, please enjoy your holiday weekend safely.
Thanks, yeah, for sure. You too, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. And, of course, before I get on to great things of Kyle Schwarber, as an Eagles fan, I just got to say, long live Jerry Jones. Man, that's beautiful. Anytime you trade the best player, on your team for picks, that guy can stay in charge of a rival team forever and ever and ever, as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's to the point that this should be concerning for all Cowboys fans. Their organization is not being led by someone of sound mind.
Listen, Ross has indicated, he's alluded to that a few times with us on the air, so maybe that is what's happening here. I actually thought they got a good haul yesterday, Paul, what they got for him.
But what this seems to be over is Jerry's inability to permit Micah to use his agent to negotiate a deal. Like, is that really the story?
Which is unacceptable.
Because that's the story that's not being denied by. And it's not, I don't know.
It's just
it
weird.
It doesn't make sense. The way that they've gone about business for quite some time now, it's just been surprising in a lot of ways. And Jerry's been able to pawn it off as, hey, you know what? It's sizzle. We're making news.
Sure.
Well, at this point, it's past that.
Yeah.
This is a decision that is, I don't know, exploding the defense. You have taken an otherworldly defensive player, like a once in a lifetime player, a Hall of Fame potential player, who you homegrew and drafted and said and showed him the door because he wanted to negotiate a deal with an agent.
Yeah,
that
I didn't even consider
a problem.
The serious implications. Yeah, you're right, and I didn't even consider any serious implications. I just thought it was just hubris. He's one of the most humanity, and I didn't even consider anything serious. But
yeah,
on to some things more local and fun. To be Kyle Schwarber in a contract year. I mean, what a beautiful thing.
It's unbelievable. We talked about this, Joe. It's got to be the best in Philly history, right?
Contract year?
It has to be.
His nickname has to be Money.
I'd have to think about that. I mean, it's up there.
He's going to hit 60 homers. What?
It couldn't happen to a better guy. You know, that's
I'm
so thrilled about that. I've never seen this sort of, you know, combination of it's not just luck. It's a lot of hard work he's put in. He has transformed himself year after year.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Year, based on what he's been asked to do here, which says so much about him as a guy and the time invested and everything else. It's just he is so worthy of whatever they end up
and
having to pay.
James, to your point about contract year, and it might be the best year ever someone's had, my sense, I'm just rifling through in my head, is you're probably right. And one of the reasons is normally when a player is a great or like historically great player, they don't get to the end of their contract.
Totally.
You know, teams sign those guys before they get there. Baseball is the one exception with that, typically. But they cut them
or trade them because they won't let the player negotiate the deal with their agent.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Which is
crazy. All right, Paul, give me an answer, buddy. For, like Schwarber last night, what made you and others go, wow?
Well, not to belie my lack of maturity, but 43 years ago, five times at Ridgemont High, Phoebe Cage stepped out of a pool.
Whoa.
And I
thought, oh, wow. What a good answer.
Oh, boy.
What
Phoebe
a good answer.
Cates. You got it, buddy. Appreciate it. Devin, is there any equivalent for women?
I don't know who the person is.
So Phoebe Cates gets out of a pool.
Oh, I know.
So is there any equivalent?
And it's like this is a generational thing. Like there is a generation of men
Like Harvey Keitel did Full Frontal in a movie.
Bad
that probably
Lieutenant.
Did.
The Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah,
a
I don't
movie.
Know yeah. that. Yeah. I'll say this. The slow motion little volleyball scene and then football scene in the Top Gun movies.
Really?
I
feel like
I could see that. Yeah, the
equivalent,
Top Gun, yeah.
I guess, because you don't really see that type of like.
Got some beefy hunks out there, right?
Women, usually. Yeah. Yeah.
Beefy hunks.
Huh. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Beefy Hunks.
Hey, Twitter poll.
Miles is a friend of the show.
Beefy Hunks. Friend of the show, Miles Teller.
Yeah.
On the show. Devin, this is before you were with us, but twice. He was. I don't know if you know this. He was on our show twice.
I didn't know that.
So before the pandemic, he came on to promote Top Gun was about to come out. Like, hey, Top Gun. Hey, everyone get ready for, you know, Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun Maverick.
But then.
So then the pandemic happened, so they shut it down for like 2 to 3 years. Like, the movie gets, I think, until 2022.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
And then when it was coming out in 2022, he came on again.
Oh, wow.
He might be the only person in the history of WIP to come on.
Twice to promote the same thing.
Love it.
Yeah, 2 years apart.
Philly guy.
2 years apart. Right.
Philly guy. I've only heard wonderful things about him as a person.
Seems like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He looks tall. And a lot of actors are not that tall.
Really?
No. I think he is pretty tall, isn't he?
I think he is. I mean, I remember in 2022.
Have you seen him at games or anything?
He was at, yeah, he's usually around like Philly's postseason.
Oh, he eats that up.
Yeah. He did. I remember he did the piano scene at one of the 2022 playoff games at Citizens Bank Park.
I really want that fun back this October.
Me too. Right? I was just talking about that with my mom. Like the 2022 Phillies postseason run is the most fun I've ever had watching sports in my life, I think.
And you watched it with your mom a lot?
Me and her were at the Bedlam at the Bank game.
That's awesome.
We went to a few of the games together.
Does your
we
mom...
also went to the game where the Phillies got no hit.
Yeah.
The Astros. Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of baseball with my mom also, and mm-hmm. it's pretty awesome. But she's a neophyte like I am. You know, I watched baseball when we started doing the show.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But she makes noises every time. Does your mom make a sound every time the pitcher pitches? Like, and I don't,
no.
And I can't, I don't have the heart to be like, mom, you don't have to. It's almost like she's commenting
well, she's
on
investing.
Every pitch. Yeah. No, but I don't know to whose advantage. Like, it's almost like she wants to cheer the pitcher on and say, oh, oh my. Or like every single pitch.
So, no, my mom doesn't do that with the pitches, but with baseball and football especially, she will. So she's like really intense. She's the reason I'm, you know, a big sports fan myself.
That's
and
amazing.
She overreacts to everything, though. She'll be like, oh, what was that? I'm like, it's just a ball.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
I feel the
survive.
Same way. Yeah, that's I feel great. The same way. I think my blood pressure is elevated when I'm watching with my mom for a variety
of
reasons.
Oh, yeah. I
it
yell at
means
her sometimes.
A lot.
I have to say, like, you need to relax. You're
that's funny.
She
out.
Does. She gets into it. That's
all great. Right. Twitter poll question of the day. Eagles season obviously starts in 6 days. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, will the Eagles start 2-0? That obviously would involve beating Dallas, but the other one is beating KC on the road. Seltzer, will they start 2-0?
Yes, they will.
Okay.
I think they're going to beat Dallas. I feel very confident about that. And I just think going into Kansas City, no Rashee Rice, the Chiefs having to go to Brazil, play a day after the Eagles. Like, they're playing on, the Eagles are playing on Thursday, the Chiefs are playing on Friday, and they're playing in Brazil, and they got to fly all the way back, do all that. We saw how tough that was with the Falcons game last year. I just think it's a really tough spot for the Chiefs.
That's an interesting, I had not thought of that until you said it earlier today. Maybe. Like, I tend to think KC wins. I mean, let's put it this way. They don't lose often
at home.
But I will tell you this. That Super Bowl may have revealed that KC's not going to be as good moving forward as they've been. Most teams, you know, well, I mean, all teams eventually aren't as good as they were when they were great. Kelce's getting older. I mean, that was that was a flogging in the Super Bowl. Like, it's I thought all year they weren't that good, even though, John, they still had an incredible record. I think they were like 14-3 or 15-2, but
14-3. Yeah,
yeah, they
the
just never
Chiefs are 15-2. Excuse me. They had
just,
they
just
had 11-0.
Really felt like they were. I don't know.
Well, they were 11-0 in one score games. They had that wild stat where it was like they were playing all these close, tight games that they pulled out at the end.
Well, we'll have huge coverage next week, obviously, to get you ready for the Eagles and the Cowboys. That'll be a Parsons-less Cowboys team. Reminder coming up in 20 minutes. 9 o'clock, an announcement, station announcement, which I would encourage you to be tuned in for. Hey, James, I want to play some audio related to me and Jack. Number four back there, please, sir. Fritz, four.
On it.
Normally we handle this stuff off the air, John. A little bit more on the fly today, if you haven't.
We've had some technical difficulties. Been one of those shows where we're just trying to catch up all show.
Yeah. All right, Fritz, four. So Spike and I clearly believe in Jack, but they also are applying significant pressure to Jack as it relates to the basketball competition, which is probably going to be in about a week and a half. Let's listen to what the boy said.
Losing in basketball would be embarrassing in a way that losing in tennis was not.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Because that is a physical... tennis is a physical sport, but it's not...
Dude, he cannot lose to Joe DeCameron in basketball.
He can't. He can't.
And not come back to this show.
But he can. And I believe he will. Look, we'll see. Okay, I think I will tell you this. I honestly think it could go either way, and I honestly think it's going to come down the stretch.
I think it's going to come down to if you get your free throw rule passed.
We'll see.
I don't know if that's. I don't know if the afternoon show has caught wind of that.
No, they've caught wind. They talked about it yesterday. Okay. Yeah, okay. They talked about it.
Were they fans of it?
No,
of course.
We're gonna settle this Tuesday of next week. I mean, we think Tuesday of next week I'll be on the afternoon show if I grace them with my presence. And Rod Lakin will be in there, and it's going to be a freaking free for all. But that'll be next week. I do think it's going to be a very close competition. All right, to the phones. Reminder: station announcement in about 20 minutes, and Temple head coach Casey Keeler getting ready for his first game, which is tomorrow. He'll join the program in 5 minutes. Drew in Westchester right now. Hi, Drew.
Good morning, folks. I definitely want to save time for my Schwarber comment because I got a lot to stay there, but I've been a fantasy football commissioner for 21 years, and what you folks encountered in the 6 a.m. hour is basically my worst nightmare. Yeah. On one hand, I feel really bad for Anthony. On the other, like Nick Sirianni says, tough detail together. You got to just quadruple check that stuff, and I think you have no choice but to do it again.
I think we'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour, Drew. I think you're right. And 9 o'clock hour, I think we'll do the fantasy draft redraft order.
I really think that's the move. And on Schwarber, so I have a couple friends who are Cubs fans, and I think it's really interesting. You know, when they reminisce about the 2016 World Series and that run, obviously he was hurt a lot of that season, and he was probably only the fifth or sixth best player on the team. But when they talk about it, they always talk about Schwarber being the one who got away, and like Schwarber was our favorite. Like, they don't talk about Chris Bryant winning the MVP. They don't talk about Rizzo. They don't talk about randomly Jake Arrieta having a great season. They talk about Schwarber. So like, I understand what like Chuck and people are saying of like, if there's an early exit, like you got to shake it up. But since Schwarber left the Cubs, they have not made the playoffs. Since Schwarber left the Red Sox in 2021, they haven't made the playoffs. Like, we're really lucky to have this guy, and it's going to be really disappointing if he's not in red pinstripes.
Listen, Drew, he's totally delivered. I mean, to the best of his capabilities, he's been awesome, and we love him, right? He's a fan favorite. You know what also really strikes me, that the deeper we get into this season in particular, John, the dichotomy between Schwarber and Castellanos, who were signed like days apart, if you remember that all those years ago. Cassie got the 5-year deal.
He got the big one.
For more money. And Schwarber got the 4 for, what was it, 70-something?
4 for 79. 4 for 79.
And it's like one guy is like one of the worst starters in baseball right now, and the other guy
actually
has a chance to be an MVP.
On that note, though,
incredible.
I think Rob Thompson deserves more credit for finally, you know, taking a stand and not playing. Like, Nick Castellanos didn't play last night, and it worked out. Max Kepler had a home run.
He did. No, you're right.
I said it yesterday. I would play Kepler against righties, flat out, like flat platoon, in my opinion.
Casty's really. He's a drag.
I mean, this feels, I don't know the numbers, but it feels like the most consistently bad overall he's played. Like, I know he's been streaky,
but
he hasn't
done
anything good.
I agree.
A long time.
I'm with you. All right, Drew, I need an answer from you, buddy. Lake Schwarber last night, what made you go wow?
Yeah, so, you know, October 2nd, 2008, I was so convinced the Phillies were going to lose. We're going to go to Milwaukee 1-1. Shane Victorino comes up, grand slam off of CC. That was a wow moment.
That was a wow moment. I was there. That was one of the more thrilling moments I ever saw in person. For me, in person, most thrilling would probably be when Vince Carter missed the shot, Game 7 versus Toronto. I mean, that was
awesome.
That was unbelievable. But I had pretty good seats, and I remember Andy Musser was in front of me. And to see Shane Victorino hit that grand slam off of Sabathia.
He buried it!
No. Oh, well, yeah.
That's Andy the Musser call of the Schmidt homer.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I got
because I'm not
you,
the only one that
Andy
initially
Musser
thought.
Andy Musser was not calling the Victorino home run, okay? Come on.
Okay.
I do love that call, though. He buried it!
Oh,
he
great.
Buried it! It's so
that's great.
Great.
All right, let's talk some Temple football because, Seltzer, you're Temple Owls.
I'm so excited, man.
Rhea's Temple Owls. What do you think, 100,000 grads in the area?
I mean, minimum, yeah.
Minimum? All right,
I think all right. I mean, look, so many people went to Temple.
A lot of people. Yeah, maybe it's way above 100,000. What do I know? All right, so Temple obviously rose from the ashes 2 decades ago and did so in a very profound way. And it's been back on down, right, in the last couple of years. Casey Keeler, John, you and I love him. I mean, one of the really accomplished coaches
this century
in college football. And he now takes
national champion.
Yeah, national champion, that's for sure. Takes over the Temple Owls football team, who has their first game tomorrow, which is versus UMass, and hoping to get this thing going in the right way. We welcome the Owls' relatively new head coach. Been a couple months, Casey Keeler. Casey, good morning, buddy. It's great to have you on the program.
Hey, it's great to be on Kyle Schwarber Radio.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
Hey, listen, he's a linebacker now. He was second team All-Ohio, and that's part of our footprint where we would recruit. So I'm afraid we may have changed the trajectory of the Phillies if I would have been here and he had been a linebacker out in senior in high school. We recruited him here. And,
you remember him
so
for real?
Fortunately, didn't match up, you know.
Do you actually remember him from back in the day?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because he might have been a linebacker. He looks like he could fit that bill.
Linebacker and fullback guy.
He was a linebacker, yeah.
So, John, you and Casey, of course, have good history from when you – John, you used to call the games.
Yes, I had the opportunity to call a lot of the Delaware games back on CN8 back, I don't know, 2005, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
And had a chance to talk to Casey before games many, many times. He always gave so much.
Tremendous.
Like in those pre-game, you know, production meetings, some coaches didn't want to be there. Casey Keeler always gave you as much as he could to try to make it the best production possible.
Well, listen, yeah.
And he always appreciated it so much.
For
Casey.
Sure. And Casey, you know, you and I also have some good history going back. It's about a decade ago. I think there was 1 year you weren't coaching. And you would be in Jaws' office a lot, and I'd be there that year, and we'd be breaking down Eagles
over
game
NFL,
films. NFL films.
Oh, that's awesome.
So a lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
all right.
We shared an office. In fact, how I got the job was Jaws – Scott Bruner was my roommate in college. He said, let's go up and watch some tape with Jaws. And so we did, and we're watching Flacco versus New England Patriots. And I make a comment about how Belichick is in the wrong defense. Well – probably a pretty bold move for me to say that. No, the wrong
right.
But they were taking away the out route. They were playing like a cover two shell, and they're really like a man-to-man, but they're really taking away the out. Well, it was a crosswind. It's like a 40-mile-an-hour crosswind. Joe couldn't throw the out route. Only thing he could throw were the digs and the posts. And don't you know, they started hitting those digs and posts. And so all of a sudden, 2 days later, I get a phone call. Hey, would you like to work with us next year? So... Wow. It was a great year.
That's awesome.
So good. That was fun, Casey. It was really, really neat getting to know you that year. So
I just saw Joe Flacco at training camp. He was at training camp as a Brown as they were practicing against the Eagles.
You were in the bathroom with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I followed him into the bathroom.
He
is such an unbelievable pro, Casey. And I tell people all the time, I talked to him about this just this last week. He was doing the ride and decide stuff. Like he was the read option quarterback at Delaware, doing amazing things athletically. He wasn't just a stand-up bazooka of an arm guy for you.
No. And so I think we had Andy Hall before that. And, you know, you were with the Eagles with Andy.
Yes.
Led us to a national championship. And that was a little bit of what we were doing. And then I think Kirk Schrock, who's now the old coordinator at Rutgers, and I had a discussion about maybe we should get Joe in a little bit more drop back. You know? and obviously, and it's so funny because, you know, Joe wanted to play baseball. Joe came to me after his junior year and said, hey, I want to play baseball.
And he came to Delaware from Pitt, correct?
Yes. Yeah, they wouldn't release him. We were his first scholarship offer. I remember he and the brothers and the mom and dad sat in my office after the spring game. And
he's got like four or five brothers, right, Casey?
Yeah, he does. He does. And then and some studs, too. Joe's not the only one. But we felt really good. We had a good chance to get him. And then he blew up his senior year and had a chance to go to Pitt. Well, he leaves because, you know, they have a starter and pretty much told him he's going to be the backup. And then they made him sit a year. They wouldn't release him. So he was our scout team quarterback for a whole year. And so he had a solid junior year, but not a great junior year. And he wanted to play baseball. I think they wanted to hedge their bet. And I'm like, you know, you're going to be a draft choice next year. He had no idea.
Wow.
He goes, you actually think someone will draft me in the NFL? And I'll be honest, I had no idea he's going to be a first-round pick.
Sure.
But I knew he had, you know, some God-given ability that a lot of people have.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, it's been neat watching him, you know, have this amazing run. I ran into him in Texas. He was with the Broncos. My wife and I were on the sideline. He was not playing. My wife and he were talking about the grandkids and all, the, you know, his kids and those kind of things.
Wow.
And Janice asked him, like, so how long do you think you'll keep on playing? And he goes, I love practice. I love game day. I love the locker room. I love, you know, winter conditioning. He goes, I just love everything about this thing. He goes, I just can't imagine this not be part of my life. So, you know, he's obviously made enough money not to worry about, you know, playing football. But he just loves to compete.
It's great.
And that's the thing that I remember so much about Joe. He was like the ultimate competitor.
Fantastic. Yeah, Casey Keeler with us here on WIP. Temple's head football coach. So, Casey, it was 20 years ago. I think it was 05. It was either 05 or 06. Al Golden gets there and just gets the program going. And Matt Rhule, of course, took it to even higher heights. So it's possible. Obviously, it's possible.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm
it's, it's difficult.
The wheel here.
Yeah, it's difficult. How do you do it? I mean, how do you get – so Seltzer, our producer, James, give Casey the from the heart. You're begging him to get the Temple thing going again, right,
yeah,
James?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll be completely honest with you. I've been checked out on Temple football for the last, you know, decade almost. You know, since Addazio left, essentially, we've just been on a downward trajectory. And it's a shame because, like, when – what Joe's talking about with Golden and Rhule, like, we had College Game Day here for Notre Dame Temple. Like, this city will get behind this team. We're ready. We just have had so little to cheer for, Casey.
So, Casey, how do you do it? How do you get this done?
Think about 198 NFL players from Temple, 81 draft choices, 4 first-round picks. Some guy named Dawkins is probably the best left tackle in all of the NFL, Temple grad. You know, Heisman Trophy runner-up. You know, and in 2015, we beat Penn State at the Link, and then when Notre Dame comes in, we're both nationally ranked. So it's not like I'm trying to reinvent the wheel here. This has been done before. And if you look what they did, it was the footprint they recruited from. In 2015, I think there was 125 players in the program. 104 were from Connecticut down to Virginia out to Ohio. And for some reason, we've gotten away from that formula. Hmm. And it's not like we're going to not take a Florida kid or a Georgia kid or whatever. It's put your resources into this area. So currently what we have ranked right now in terms of committed team are you know, for our 26th season, we have the number 2 team in the conference behind South Florida. We have the number 3 G6 behind UNLV in South Florida. And our recruiting class is ranked 75th overall in front of Auburn and Virginia Tech. And so when we got kids on our campus, you know, they saw Temple in a different light. When we got them into Philly, they saw Philly in a different light. And one of the things was when they would come in my office, you know, the parents and the players after, like, the visit, they would go, this is family here. And so that's what I do. Like, that's my secret sauce is, you know, I put together a great staff. I'm not going to call a single play offensively this year or a single play defensively. I'm just not going to. I'm going to worry about the relationships, player to player, coach to coach, player to coach. And we have this very, you know, cohesive group here. I always say I try to hire great coaches, but I try to hire better people. And it showed already in 9 months of being here, we killed it in our first recruiting class. And I think we can continue to do that. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm not trying to reinvent anything. I love the team we have. A lot better talent than what people, you know, said when we first got here. Kids have worked really hard. And I'm excited to get this thing going against UMass.
Love it.
You know, on
love
Saturday.
It.
Yep.
Well, Casey, we were super psyched when you got the job, and even more so now, obviously, hearing you talk about it. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow against UMass all season and for the years up ahead. And thanks, of course, number one, for never recruiting Kyle Schwarber to play football. And number two, thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks, Casey.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Casey.
There he is. Outstanding coach from college football, KC Keeler.
That got me excited, man.
Should.
It sounds like he's got a plan.
Should. All right, 215-592-9494. Calls in the 9 o'clock hour, drop of the week, an announcement about the radio station coming next, something you can actually be involved with. It's all up ahead on a busy and really great day because of what Schwarber did last night. It's sort of a football Friday. It's the last Friday before the Eagles start the season. Frumborg got it today on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.